Hello?
Yes, my name is Bridget, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested the callback?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Donald Weaver.
And
I was,
okay.
No, I was calling, you know, because I've been fired on my job like 3 weeks ago. And I was trying to see about drawing unemployment to end up finding another job that would accept me. And I was trying to see, you know, do y'all supposed to have like a job fair for some welders?
Now that, let me check and see.
Any job that would accept an ex-felon.
Let's see here. Services.
I have a question to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, how far do they supposed to go back, you know, when
they
doing a background check?
Oh, now that I don't know. That depends on the employer. That's not depending on us. We're just a state agency trying to sign you up for unemployment.
Oh, no, ma'am. No, I'm saying that for the fact is the job I had just got through working there. You know, that's why I was asking you how, you know, when they do a background check when you're trying to hire you, I was trying to ask, you know, how far can they go back? You to be able to search, can they go back way to 89 and 2000, you know, whole
decade? Yeah, it can. Yes, sir. It can go back that far.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. So my past is going to continue to hunt me then.
It all depends. I think it's probably how far the employer is, how they're listed. Now, if they're a state entity, it probably wouldn't go back that far, but federal, it probably does. So if they're with a state, you know, state adjudication or state justification, to tell you the truth, it depends on what they're willing to pay for to find out what you're but I'm trying to let me see.
Being a good worker, coming on time, ain't none of that. You pay a good factor for a person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I was being on time and being a good worker. I mean, y'all get, you know, recommendation and everything. And all of a sudden, you know, get hired from the temp. You know, they didn't want to accept me.
So, what's your Social Security number?
4209853 32.
Okay. And what's your name again?
Donald Weaver.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Brahma Power.
Okay. It's just the power. You know, maiden name means last name, last birth name. For
yes,
the woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes, her last birth name is Powell. Powell.
Okay, her maiden name, correct?
Yes, that's her maiden
name. Okay. And that's primarily used for verification of who you are.
Okay.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay. You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have trade adjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Did your name change since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
What's your phone number?
Area code 205-285-1034.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
07-08-1970.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the number?
614-7377.
And this Alabama issue?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your race?
You say what now?
Your race?
Oh, black.
Okay. And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
GED.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
I've been having seizures and high blood pressure at home, but I'm still able to, you know, move around and still can lift over 50 pounds. You know,
okay.
So that's it.
Okay. So you want to answer yes or no?
Is I'm disabled? No.
Okay. Okay. And what's your what is your address?
It's 49. Let me make sure. Let me get rid of my load. It's 4945 Brentsville Road, Truffle, Alabama. Truffleville, Alabama.
You said Brentsville?
Yes, ma'am. Brentsville Road.
And it's Truffleville, the city.
Yes, Truffleville. Yes, ma'am. Alabama.
And what's
351-7373.
Okay. Is this your mailing address also?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And what was your occupation on your last job?
Working at the Mercedes Benz. I mean, it's an SMP.
What's that?
I was SMP. It's owned by the Mercedes plant.
Okay, you know, was this production?
Yes, ma'am, it was production. It's working on the assembly line.
Okay. Man, you was working through a temp agency?
Yes, ma'am. That's where I was working.
And they checked you. They checked your background. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
I mean, I can do welding. Work on the assembly line, either one. But I'd rather just go into welding because right now, I mean, because I didn't never have this problem when I was doing welding. I mean, they just hired me.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, I know you hated that because that was some good money.
Yes, ma'am. It was somewhere they can hire me off the temp, and I mean, I worked there a year through the temp service, you know. And,
wow. And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I travel from here to Tuscaloosa. How many? I think that's like, what, about 15 or 20 miles or so?
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
18.
Okay. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workman's comp due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with the employer that is not military or federal government any time between 4/1/23 and 3/31/24?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Do I choose to have
10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
How do they supposed to benefit me if I was to allow that to happen?
Okay, you can have the 10% taken out of your weekly benefit check, or you can pay for it at the end of the tax year.
Oh, I'd rather go ahead and have the 10% taken out.
You want to take out?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I would prefer, you know, direct deposit.
Okay, who's your bank?
Wells Fargo.
Okay. And what's the routing number?
So I'm putting it up right now.
Okay. What's wrong with the baby?
He's upset right now, so I think he's going to let me.
They want you to pick him up.
He want me to know. He want me to put in the little movie. I'm going to play the music. Okay.
Who is that, your baby?
Yes, ma'am. You know, and that would really hurt because I got three little balls now, and for them to tell me that they're firing me, I mean, it kind of really hurt me.
I understand.
You know, it kind of hurt me. Yeah, I'm trying to see what I'm trying to see where I go. Yeah, let me see. I don't know. What are you looking at? Oh, Lord, let me see. Okay. You said the rally number?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's let's see. It's showing up two numbers.
You said this is Wells Fargo.
Yes, ma'am. It's showing up
0-6-2-4-0-8-0. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 1, 2. Yeah, it's 4 0s.
Yes, ma'am. It's 4-0-8-0.
Right. Now, what's your account number?
Okay. Let's see. 3-8-1-8-7-8. 5-6-6-3.
Okay, now repeat that for verification.
Okay, 3-8-1-8-7-8-5-6-6-3.
Okay. And who was the employer you worked for? Was it Elwood?
Elwood, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you know their phone number?
They don't really answer that phone, but I go in and see if I can find them because they don't really know the phone. I called them, and they still don't answer that phone. Let me see.
And what city is this in?
In Tuscaloosa. It's down in Tuscaloosa.
Let me see.
I'm finna put it up just a moment.
Let me see. Got it. I thought I had it.
I'm trying to see. And I just pulled it up.
Is it on 2008 McFarland Boulevard?
No,
this say Tuscaloosa East.
Yeah, that's what I'm just looking at that. I'm finna see the area.
Is that where your office was at?
It's Northport.
Oh, Northport?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I got it. I got it.
Yes, ma'am.
And cheer up, Mr. Weaver. It'll be okay.
Yeah, I can't, you know, kind of went further. It happened a week ago, but I know I still didn't, you know, just file for my, you know, file for it, but it just didn't have me upset. It just bothered me. I mean, being the age I am, and for, you know, to be, you know, just bouncing from job to job like I got the energy to keep doing that. I mean,
yeah.
Trying to just stay at one place and just, you know, be comfortable
right.
What I'm doing. Cause...
Yeah, because after a certain age, people don't like to hire you.
Yes, yes. And that's my point. As you know, I'm 54 now.
Shoot,
or you keep on bouncing around.
I'm going on 57 myself. when did you start working for them?
I think it was... It's been a year and a month now. Last June was my first year. I worked there a whole year, and
okay.
It's been a year and a month. This month here will make a year and a month.
Okay.
It would have been
so,
a month, just a year.
Okay, so should we say the 15th of June, 2023?
Let me see. I had stopped. I think it was the third week of maybe. Let me look at my calendar, make sure.
Okay.
Make sure. Cause I know they went on a vacation. I gotta look at my calendar and make sure the dates are right. So it was that I think it was on the 19th my last day. I think the 19th was my last day.
Of June?
Yes, ma'am. Of June.
Okay.
Well, it may be Friday because I got my pay. And then that's when that week, because I would have been on vacation on the 20th. My last day would have been in 28 for the 4th. So it had to be Friday on the 21st.
Okay.
Yes, it was Friday on the 21st.
Okay. And why are you no longer working? Fired? And what should I say? violation of company policy. You said what, sir?
I said, yes, I was sorry. You said, you know, they checked my background, you know, from, like I say, from 89 to 2000. And they said, I mean, come on.
Now, who was the name of the person that told you you were discharged?
I think it was my supervisor. I think it was, his name is Mac.
M-A-C-K?
Yes, ma'am. I think he's the one that called me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and then Elwood, they called me first already, had let me know before he called, because they say they called them about it. And so.
Yeah, because they got to let the agency know.
Yeah, and Elwood called me. And they called, and then SMP, they called me to verify what they said. You know, he said he don't know why. I mean, which he said himself. He said he don't know, you know, why, how far that they went back. But, you know, he said it was about my past. You know, mm-hmm. That's what he said.
Okay. Did you receive any vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Everything you've told me is true and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Okay, it's necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Birmingham, Montgomery, Jasper, Coleman, or none of the above?
Birmingham.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 11051 Telmar Drive, 117 Mountain View Drive, 120 Shawnee Lane Northwest, 17282 Martin Drive, or you've never been associated?
Oh, I used to stay at 120 Shannon Lane.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I used to stay at 120.
Okay, which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Adobe Animal Hospital, Fair Contracting, Lopez Flowers, PC Mechanics, or none of the above?
None of the above. I don't know. No, no.
Okay. You hereby filed an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Agree?
You asking me the question?
Yeah, that was the question. Do you agree with what I said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You certify under penalty of perjury that I am the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You understand that it is my responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefit rights, and responsibilities.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, I'm about to read to you the closing statement, and after that, I will give you information to maintain your claim. Okay?
Okay.
All right. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as soon as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Okay. The unemployment claim we finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete your certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claim uses calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claiming portal or by telephone. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you would need to remember your PIN. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contact when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring at the time you contacted them but later began hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Your PIN number is 4242. Now, you have to put an updated resume on the Alabama Career Center website. That web address is alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
You said Alabama Works.
Yeah, with an S. Yeah, dot Alabama dot gov, G-O-V.
Dot gov. Okay.
And you have to do a weekly certification every week. You want to do it online or by phone?
Okay.
Which one?
It'd be by phone.
Okay, that number is 1-800-752-7389. And you start that this coming up Sunday.
Okay.
You have from Sunday through 5 p.m. Friday to do your certification, and you have to have 3 potential employers to list on your weekly certification.
Okay. Well, I'll be there in the morning.
Okay. So, is there anything else you need from me?
No, ma'am. This is what I needed right here, and then
okay.
I'm hoping that I can be able to be out for have a career thing for me going on there this week or so.
I was looking at that on the website, and I didn't see anything. Let me see. Services. Alabama Works. Nope. Let me see. Job fair registration. Job seeker. Barriers to employment, check all that apply to you, English proficiency. Okay, now your first name is Donald.
Yes.
Your last name is Weaver.
Yes.
Now, do you have an email address?
Yes, ma'am. It's my first and last name. 730@gmail.com.
Okay, let me see. Is it all caps or lowercase?
Lowercase.
Okay, Donald Weaver, and what else?
730@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. And what's your zip code?
3-5-1-7-3.
3-5-7-1-3. No, 1-7-3. Oh, 1-7-3. And
let me add. Okay. Are you a veteran? No, ma'am.
Okay. Now, that background check, were you incarcerated for it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
Someone was a teenager.
Huh?
And a young fool. I said you were from when I was a teenager and a young foolish man.
Oh, shoot. I thought they had something. Let me see. Remote work, career. Career job openings. Now, what city you live in?
In Trustful.
Trustful. They got stuff opening, but it's not in Trustful.
I mean, it don't have to be in Trumpsville. I drive to where it's going. Where is it?
Now, what other city are you close to?
I'm close to Center Point.
Center Point. Let's see. Center Point. No. Let's see. They got a lot of job openings, but there's nothing near you. But you know what? If you go, is there a career center in your town?
Oh, I really don't know because I ain't too long moved over here, but I can sure find out.
Okay. Yeah. Go to the career center. Let me see. And you should be able, they should be able to help you with something. Check out available jobs now. Yeah, because if you go on the website to Alabama Works and you can put in a job title and the city and state, maybe they'll come up with something. Let me see.
Nope.
Let's see. Trust deal. Now, is Trustville near Birmingham?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, it's some things, plant, non-production, exchange card. All of these are in Birmingham. So you need to go on the Career Center's website and put in, I put in production, occupations, and then I put in Trustville. And it's about, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, it has a whole slew of jobs that you need to look into. Okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
So go to the career center. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So is there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am. You did just great.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and you have a wonderful day.
Hey, same to you. Thank you so much.
And good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.